here.
Welcome back to Lay of the Land and my conversation with our guest, Jerry Apps. Again, if you have any question, the number to call in is 844-967-2789. Back to you, Jerry. You were talking about, during that era, of course, in every era, I think we could say there are things that could be done better. And that certainly is true of that earlier era of the 20th century and also into the 19th century. Things could have been better by some of our farmers. That we get sometimes a little too nostalgic about the past. But go ahead and make your comment.
I wanted to share this little story to make the point. My father-in-law, Norwegian Otto Olsen, lived over in the Westby area in Vernon County, a very hilly farm in that whole Driftless area. And the CCC boys, the CCC Civilian Conservation Corps, came on in 1933 and was around until 1942. I wrote a book about that. They came onto Otto's farm one day and said, "Otto, we will show you how to farm in a different way so your land doesn't wash. It doesn't end up in the valley when it should be on the hill." And Otto kind of looked at him, "You're with the government, aren't you? I don't know about that." But they took a chance. And my father-in-law said, "Well, I'll try it." And so he was introduced to contour farming, contour strip cropping. And soon his neighbors came by, and they looked at him and said, "Otto, you're crazy. Why are you doing that? My gosh, we Norwegians in Norway, we always go up and down the hill." Well, the rains didn't come down as hard in Norway, apparently, as they did in Vernon County, Wisconsin. So that was how the CCC introduced soil conservation into that Coon Valley, that whole area over in southwestern Wisconsin. It helped. And I do want to emphasize that not all farming and farmers were doing things that they could do better. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And if any of our guest listeners make a trip out Highway 14 to La Crosse, when you get in that Westby Viroqua area, you'll see how the contour farming, that the contour tillage that you're talking about, is still going on out there. And what Jerry's talking about is, instead of farming straight up and down the hills, they farm around the edges of the sides of the hill. So the water, and there's dikes sometimes are created to slow the rate of the water going down off the hill, so it doesn't create these washouts or depressions that would wash the soil right off the hillsides. So it was a very wise way to deal with the dangers of erosion particularly in that hilly country. And you can see that farming going on to this day out there in that area. So I'm glad you brought that up, Jerry.
Yeah, that's an interesting example, and there are lots of others like that. But that was a very important shift in attitude as well as in practice. And sometimes I worked as a county extension agent for several years. Sometimes it's the attitude that one has to work with before the practice can take place.
Right, you got to be receptive to the ideas of change. And that's, of course, a challenge we have in our culture in every generation. So would you like to talk a little bit about, we're going to drawing toward the end of our show, but one of the things that I know is an issue you have thought about is the monoculture, impact of monoculture, which is growing only a very limited number of crops like corn and soybeans are dominating an awful lot of acreage. Fortunately, in southern Wisconsin, we still have quite a bit of hay, so there's rotation of at least those three crops. Why don't you comment about monoculture?
I call it mono-industrial size agriculture, where you, as you correctly point out, and I think I mentioned earlier, say you've got 200 acres of corn in one field, and you plant it year after year, corn, same corn. And it's GMO corn these days, most of it is genetically modified corn, so that it is resistant to the spray that is available to kill the weeds, Roundup spray that kills the weeds. Well, what one is doing after you do that for 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years in a row, and this may sound a little harsh what I'm saying, but you are effectively sterilizing the soil. And the soil becomes nothing more than a medium to hold the roots. Now, that's an extreme to say it that way, but I think that's more true than false. And so sometimes we don't realize that the land, the soil, is a living thing. There are all kinds of organisms in the soil that live, and when you kill them off, you are sterilizing the soil. And how long can we last that way? How long will the soil put up with it, I might ask? Is it a decade? Is it going to be another decade that will be allowed? And what would happen if some disease would come in, and here you've got 100 acres and just the same genetic corn that you have year after year, and now we're discovering that Roundup does not kill all the weeds. There are giant ragweeds that sometimes emerge. And so then what are you going to do, dump on more Roundup or go back to 2,4-D, which is a weed killer? Anyway, the idea that the land has to be respected would be my take. It has to be respected for more than just something to hold the roots that you are, where you're planting corn and soybeans and whatever else you're doing in a monocrop structure. So I don't think it's sustainable.
Yeah, I think
it may be for a few years.
I think what you're doing,
it's, in my judgment, it's not sustainable.
Jerry, I'm glad you made those points. You're introducing that there are other values than simply the making of money that are involved in our agricultural community.
You got time for me to read a very brief thing from Eldo Leopold.
I've got to produce a little problem here. I got to get our trivia question out there as we draw to the close
okay,
here.
You go right ahead. Well, you go right ahead.
It's my question for our listeners is: Wisconsin ranks first in the production of what vegetable crop? We had the fruit crop in the past shows. Now we're going to vegetables. Wisconsin ranks first in the production of what vegetable crop? So call me and tell me what that number one crop is. And my number is 608-220-0139, Nate Tim. So, or you can send the answer to me at nptim571@gmail.com. So, thank you, Jerry, for having a lot of fun talking about Wisconsin agriculture. I appreciate all the ideas and contributions you've made to this show and to the history through all your books. So thanks again, Jerry, for being with us.
Sure. And my last little statement is, we can't know where we're going until we know where we've been.
That's exactly
why history's important.
Yep, that's correct.